All the objects in paradise are intelligent. They all have understanding. In order for us to turn the television on here, for instance, we press the remote and it comes on. But it's again Allah who turns the television on. A miracle takes place, though Allah appears to use the remote as a direct cause. But there are no such direct causes in paradise. For example, if you tell that flower ball to come to you, it does so. You pick a fruit from its tree, and as soon as you do so, it reappears in the tree. You eat food, for instance. As you keep eating that food, it keeps reappearing in the dish. And that's perfectly logical, because Allah creates it as an image in our brains. Matter does exist on the outside, but we have direct experience of an image of it in our brains. And it's logical for the image not to come to an end. It would be a miracle if the image did come to an end, for the food we are eating to be finished. For example, there is no dust or dirt in paradise. There is no blurring in anything we normally experience as an image. We watch a film and there is no blurring. Even if you watch the film 1,000 times, it will still be pristine and the image will never be spoiled. Allah says that in the hereafter, He will cause Muslims to live in the very finest places. Allah is referring to mansions, to the tents of paradise. These are the most lovely places one can imagine. Perfect images created instinctively. When we eat fruit, we will say, this is the fruit we have always been longing for. When we see a woman there, we will say that she is the kind of woman we have always longed for. When we see a house, we will say that is the kind of house we have always longed for. Allah says, there are small rivers, streams of gold running in gentle curves, as well as bigger rivers. People have a natural love of water, and Allah creates this as an instinct. For example, the sea lifts our spirit when we see it. Houses built on places with views of the sea or along the sides of lakes are always more expensive, aren't they? Allah bestows this as a heavenly instinct. We have an instinct that draws us to water, a love of water. We have a love of beautiful places, but this is never satisfied in this world, though it still exists as an instinct inside us. For instance, there are no perfect women in this world, and no perfect homes or perfect fruit, but we still feel this instinctively. When we eat an apple, we say that there must be better fruit than this somewhere, but we cannot find. Yet in paradise, there is the best of everything. For example, you pick an apple, but that apple is still on the branch. You eat, but you are not satisfied. And there is always food in the ball. You tell the ball to come to you, and up it gets. It is intelligent. Everything is intelligent. In fact, the mind of Allah is everywhere, but He doesn't put it into action for us here. That is what happened with the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, staff. The mind and power of Allah are everywhere. The might of Allah was also in the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, staff. Moses, peace be upon him, cast the staff down, and Allah turned it into a snake that very moment. This is something quite extraordinary. He then told the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, to pick it up, and when he did so, it straightaway turned back into a staff. Wood turns into a snake, and then the snake turns back into wood. That is also how it is in paradise. Everything is conscious. For instance, whenever one wants to fly somewhere, one can do so. One can fly through the air with no wings and using no vehicle. One can travel where one wants to be instantaneously. One just has to think of it. One can travel somewhere hundreds of thousands of kilometers away in a very short space of time, in less than a second, momentarily. Since there is no space, Allah will create the place for us instantaneously. In other words, it will form in people's brains. There will be matter on the outside, but it will form in people's brains. Objects move. Whatever object you ask a question, it will give you a proper answer. You ask how it is, and it will say it is very well. Cats and dogs and rabbits, you ask what are they up to, and they will say they are walking around, thanks be to Allah. You call them too, and they will come and sit on your shoulder. You can talk with them, and then send them off. But that consciousness exists only in paradise.